What did you call the place where the train stopped?
The depot.
Mm-hmm. That was in Clinton.
No, at Turkey. We had a depot at Turkey.
Okay.
I'll have to tell you this, too. We hadn't had a depot at Turkey for a long time. They wanted to give me the depot, but I just couldn't afford to move it, really. I didn't need it. But somebody else got it. I'm glad they did. But when they closed the depot at Turkey, this old colored woman, Aunt Becky, she belonged to our family before the war. She was a little girl. Becky, she married a. And we loved her dearly, but she was quite a character. I could write a book on. And when they closed the depot in Warsaw, a relative of ours had been buried in our cemetery. They decided to move this relative to Clinton, to the Clinton Cemetery. And here's what Aunt Becky said. She said, they moved Miss Minnie to Clinton because in youth the depot was closed at Turkey. The glory train would never stop there. It was on the day of judgment to the glory train. So they knew that just too bad. The glory train will never stop at Turkey.
If you bury
and guess
you,
what
you
she
luck.
Said? She had 12 daughters and one son. And one of her daughters married a colored man from South Carolina. He was kind of a penitentiary nigger. She called him a penitentiary nigger. She says, Caroline married a penitentiary nigga from South Carolina. Said she came home. Said he nearly stomped her to death down there, you know. Mm. Beat her, you know. Stomped her to death. And said, Caroline came home and says, Mom, I want a revoice. She said, well, honey, go ahead and get that revoice. Said, if he lives in hell on this earth and you go to hell, you missed out all around. That was a good reasoning, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the weddings, I never, see, since I came along, they've been having more elegant weddings. But for people that didn't want to be married in the church, they would be married at home by the minister and married in the parlor and then have a big dinner afterwards, a reception afterwards.
Would they ever play tricks on people or anything like
well,
that?
Well, back at an earlier time, they didn't. They've done that of latter years, mm-hmm. you know, for young people to get married, but they didn't do that before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, that's come about of latter years.
Mm-hmm.
No, when a person was as nervous as they were at a wedding and getting ready to go away, nobody wanted to impede the progress a hold up it.
Now what about preachers? Do they have different terms for different types of preachers? Maybe some who have training and others who
amateurs,
more or less.
Ministers that didn't have much formal education were called chair pushing preachers. It used to be, we've got an old chair upstairs that was used for a child to walk by, and they would push it and wear it out, you know, wear out the top, the pushing the chair, walking. And they called them chair pushers. That's just about as far as preachers have ever gotten, you know, in theology. So the chair pushers were the preachers that had no formal education. Or stump knockers. Called them stump knockers.
Okay.
And this old colored preacher, old Uncle Tom, he was, colored people called him Burr Parker. He looked like a black saint, and he was, he'd been a slave, and he preached at several churches and always preached to a full house. And I could see him in his horse and buggy there. He carried a trunk on the back of it so he could collect food from his members, put it in the trunk, and to carry it home. And a lot of the colored people around here would have a chair that Burr Parker would sit in, and they'd keep the chair on the company bed, a rocking chair, and only take it down for the preacher to sit in when he came. And Burr Parker stopped at our house one day. I was a little boy, and my father said, Uncle Tom says, I hear. I said, everybody says you have a full church. Says, how do you account for